The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 27th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Here's a nurse. She's talking to the patient. How old are you? Patient says, none of your business. Nurse, but we have to know your age for our medical records. Patient says, well, okay. First, multiply 20 by 2, then add 10. Got it? Nurse, yes, that's good. Patient, all right, now subtract 50 and tell me what you get. The nurse figures it out and says, well, that's zero. Patient says, right, and that is exactly the chance you have of me telling you my age. Hey, how old is this radio show? I don't mind telling you its age. Just multiply 10 by 2, then add 8. Welcome to the 28th anniversary show of Dr. Health Radio.
And, happy anniversary.
That was not in the script.
Happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it. Happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
All right. Well, thanks, Chaz, for my producer, for interjecting that. That was not on the commercial log or in the script, but I'll take it. Hey, as for my age, let's just say I'm in my middle earlies. All right. Welcome, one and all, to the healthiest 2 hours on radio. It's the Snowman with you, David Snow, keeping you cool and healthy as we do it each and every week at this time. And we have lots of information to share with you on today's show. Lots of entertainment, lots of information as usual. In the first segment of the program, Dick Allgaier, who you know is a longtime television news reporter on, he was on KITV for, I think, 30 years, something like that. He will be with us in just a few radio minutes. He's a guest here, not a guest, but he's a fixture here, I should say. He's part of our lineup every week. In fact, next to myself, he is the longest running single expert on the show and our most popular single feature on his health report in the second hour of every week's show. And he'll be with us, actually a rare appearance. Once a year he comes on at this time and has a few things to say other than over and above what he gives you on his 2-minute health reports every week. He does that radio version of his former television news reports, which you hear every week here on Dr. Health Radio. So Dick is coming up in just a few minutes. Also a partyologist, Scott Forrest. You know, he's our former Hollywood health reporter, and he is now a designated partyologist on Dr. Health Radio because, hey, fun is part of being healthy, right? So he'll have some entertaining information, hopefully. Scott is always worth a laugh or two, or three, or four. Dr. Kevin Gibson, our resident guest host here, as well, will be on in just a few minutes, right after Dick. And he is, I couldn't do this show without him. I couldn't go on vacation or any conferences without him because he fills in for me. He mans the microphone when I'm away from it. And so our hats off to Dr. Kevin Gibson. Hopefully we'll connect with him. I think he's driving his daughter to soccer or swimming or some sports. So that's a good thing. All right. Oh, and then also, not to be outdone with those guests, the special guest of this hour is Geraldine Saunders, the creator of TV's Love Boat. Back in the, it was a hit TV show back in the 70s and 80s. And her book, Love Boats, is what the series was based on, or the sitcom. And she is going to be 95. We're going to help celebrate her 95th birthday this weekend. She turns 95, so she'll be with us in the latter part of this half hour, talking about some of the tips that she has for longevity. And she'll be our oldest female guest ever. Not too far behind, I should say. Next hour, we'll have America's original fitness queen, Elaine LaLanne, who is 93 years young, just a few years junior of Geraldine. And she'll be with us along with Gilad, the host of America's number one television fitness show, Bodies in Motion. So that's next hour. The second half of this hour, though, is our medical guest feature is Dr. Bradley Wilcox. He's professor of geriatric medicine at the John A. Burns School of Medicine here in Honolulu. And he will have new research findings on ways to live healthier and longer. So that is our feature from 9:30 to 10. Hope you can listen to us all hour long. And if you can't listen to us all 2 hours long, both hours of the program, you can always listen tonight for the rebroadcast 9 to 11 p.m. here on AM 690 and FM 94.3, The Answer. And if you can't listen tonight or all of this morning's show, you can always go to the website drhealthradio.com. That's D-O-C-E-T-O-R, healthradio.com, where we podcast all of the shows. All right. I'd like to thank our weekday morning talk show host, the mighty Mike Buck, for having me on his show yesterday morning to give you a preview of what's in store and also get his blessings. You know, he's one of the icons of local talk radio here. Mike is definitely, he's the talkmeister. What can I say? So thank you, Mike Buck, for having me on his program. And also like to thank all of the sponsors for making this show possible. We couldn't be here on the air without them. First, our local sponsors, Hawaiian Organic Noni, the makers of Noni Fruit Leather and Lavender Noni Lotion. You can go to realnoni.com. That's available in all your natural food stores. Also, Xanthosyn, the safe anti-inflammatory for general health, available at all GNCs. And then Step Ahead, Hawaii's arch support store with two locations to serve you here in on Oahu. And then there's also Natural Factors as a corporate sponsor, not a local sponsor, but they have 400 quality food supplement products, a Canadian company, to improve your health. And speaking of supplements, Master Supplements, another one of our key sponsors, makers of Theralac, the fastest-acting medical-strength probiotic you can buy, as well as True Bifido and True Flora, their other two powerful probiotics. Don't go on a trip without taking True Flora, that's for sure. And finally, least, is Wakanaga of America, the producers of Kyolic, the world's best-selling aged garlic extract. So thank you to all the sponsors for making this show possible. Hey, the Good Health Food Store in IAEA is celebrating their anniversary. They got a few years on me, over 30 years. I think it's their 32nd anniversary of serving Leeward Oahu residents. And today they're celebrating by having 20% discounts on every single item in the store. So the Good Health Store located behind Cutter Ford IAEA, you can phone them at 487-0082. Hey, I'd like to announce a few new features of the program. I thought this anniversary was appropriate to do that. Starting this month, three new features on Dr. Health Radio. The first, the Dr. Health Breakfast Club. We're actually reactivating that after several years of hibernation. I can't remember what the year was that we last had that, but we'll give you tips on meal planning, breakfast recipes, and information and motivation to break your fast in a nutritious way every day. Things like overnight oats, that's easy to prepare, you know, perfect bachelor food, no cooking, no dirtying of the pots and pans. Anyway, we'll give you lots of suggestions in the upcoming weeks. And then the second is, a lot of you are going to say, what? Our anti-tech tip of the week for those of you suffering from digital dependency or app addictions. Nothing wrong with technology as long as it serves you and it doesn't seduce you, which it seems to do for many of you. So we'll kind of put things back in balance for you. And then also, this is going to be an interesting segment, and it'll be a regular, we'll probably do it weekly. And it'll be weekly tips on the care of your hair. It's going to be called Hair Today. So a new Hair Today feature of the program. Because I looked in my files, I was going to do a show on hair, and then I thought, oh no, I have to do a two-part show on hair. Oh no, the file's too big. I have too much information here. So I'm just going to make it a weekly feature like the fitness file and matters of sexual health and some of our other regular features. So we'll have Hair Today from now on, starting today in the second hour of the program, as a new feature of the program. All right. Oh, my gosh. We're going. We're getting behind the time here. So let's get Dick on the phone. Do we have him? Oh, we don't have Dick Allgaier. Okay. So you'll hear from him a little later in the program on his health report. So we have Dr. Kevin Gibson on. No. Okay. They're both in transit. Okay. Let's get Scott Forrest on the line. Okay. All right. Let's see. As I mentioned, Scott is for years and years he was our Hollywood health reporter and gave us a lot of tips because he's also a bodybuilder, former bodybuilder, and knew all the Muscle Beach people, everybody from Schwarzenegger to Frank Zane, and I think he worked out with Sylvester Stallone's partner. And anyway, he always gave us good fitness tips, as well as tips on some of the things that celebrities were doing, everything from diets to cleanses and all kinds of things. So he is now, he's graduated from being our Hollywood health reporter to actually our, he's going to be our resident partyologist. And do we have him on the line? Good morning, Scott. Are you there, Scott? Oh, not yet. Okay. So we'll have him on in just a few minutes. In the meantime, let me give a preview of some of the hair information that I promised you. This is having to do with BioSil. Now, BioSil is a product that it's available in all the health food stores, Whole Foods and all the natural food stores as well. And BioSil hair, skin, and nails helps. It actually is clinically shown to significantly increase the diameter of the hair shaft. I think it's 13%. Increases your skin elasticity, is good for the skin too, by 89%, and increases the strength of the hair by 13%. So just something to think about when you, if you're looking for a supplement that's really going to truly improve the health of your hair, BioSil is the science of health and beauty, no doubt about it. What it is a collagen generator. So, you know, you have your keratin, your collagen, and your elastin. And those all make up, they're proteins basically from your hair, skin, fingernails, and connective tissue. So a lot of people take collagen, nothing wrong with that, but your body has to disassemble it and then reassemble it because it has to digest it, right? Well, the BioSil is a molecule that actually is a collagen generator in your body. So you're making DNA identical collagen. So for you women out there that want more beauty, and, you know, Christie Brinkley is their spokesperson. She's 64 years old, and she went to the company and said, hey, look, I've been taking this, and my nails are phenomenal. What's in this stuff? And so then she became the poster girl for BioSil. But anyway, I think we have Scott Forrest on the line, do we? He was on. Okay. All right. Okay, we'll get him back on. Anyway, Scott is going to be on shortly, and then we will have, let's get Geraldine Saunders on the line, and then we'll have Scott on at the same time if we can. Actually, let's take a break. We need to keep the lights on here in the studio, and we'll be back with more information for your good health here on Dr. Health with our guest, our special celebrity guest coming up, Geraldine Saunders, the creator of TV's Love Boat, and also she turns 95. We're going to have a little birthday celebration for her. And so that will be momentarily right after this as we continue here on The Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio. I'm David Snow. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
When it comes to probiotics, why do employees, managers, and owners of health stores recommend and personally take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the fastest-acting medicinal-strength probiotic. With patented stomach acid-resistant delivery, prebiotic stimulation, and guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity fast while providing all the long-term benefits of a superior probiotic supplement. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potencies or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without delivery, and more strains are not necessarily better. Theralac is optimally formulated for results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with guaranteed strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just two capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals six capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
You're listening to the 28th anniversary show of Dr. Health Radio. It's radio's original health news magazine. Now back to David Snow on the healthiest 2 hours on radio.
Welcome back to the program. Exciting. Dr. Health Radio sounds great, less filling. David Snow with you on this special edition of the program. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend. We are expecting you, and we're expecting a special guest who celebrates her 95th birthday this weekend. But first, we have somebody to introduce her, and that is our resident partyologist, Scott Forrest. Scott, how the health are you?
Well, aloha, everyone. It's wonderful to be back.
Hey, kind of had to go off script here because we couldn't get in touch with a few of the guests before you, but let's have you introduce Geraldine. You know, of course, Geraldine Saunders, the creator of TV's Love Boat, and you're a former actor yourself. So let's give her a big round of applause for her birthday and anniversary of kind of our anniversary of us and birthday for her.
A big round of applause. Wow. Happy birthday to you.
I did not know you had
Thank
to.
You.
Hey, Geraldine, are you there? Geraldine?
Yes.
Oh, she is there. Okay. And Scott, are you there? Scott, is Scott still there? Oh, we lost Scott? Okay. Do we have Geraldine? Okay. Do we have...
Hello.
Okay, Geraldine, you're there. Oh, good, good. Okay, Geraldine, for your birthday, I consulted a leading Hollywood expert on makeup. Now, I know that, you know, just because people think, oh, she's 95, doesn't mean you don't want to look your best, right? Because you always would do. I've always seen you looking at your best. So here's what... Do you want to find out what the makeup expert said? You know, this makeup expert in Hollywood, he says to make up your age, make up your weight, and make up whatever you feel like because it's your 95th birthday. So, just kidding.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right. So, how you feeling?
First thing I do in the morning is put more lipstick on.
Well, I don't think you have to. You're just naturally radiant and beautiful. But, you know,
here's Geraldine, I do the same thing. So.
Scott, hopefully you're putting it on somebody else, Scott, but that's another program. Anyway, birthdays are good for you. You know why? Statistics show that people who have the most live the longest. So just want you to know that. Anyway. So I want you to share a few secrets. Now, you have more than one secret to share, but, you know, not only is being alive at 95 a miracle, but continuing to thrive at 95, that's even more remarkable and amazing. So give us a few secrets on what you do.
Well, I do enjoy life because I love to dance, I love to hear music, I love to watch Turner Classic Movies on the TV.
Right.
And I go. I have a good time. I belong to a lot of organizations, and I really enjoy life by being careful what I eat and make sure that I try to stay away from sugar.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I don't succeed, but I try to watch that I'm eating correctly and at least frequent small meals.
Right. And
keep my energy up.
Yeah, and your hypoglycemia book that you wrote, what was that, 20, 30 years ago, right? I mean, you were ahead of your time.
Yes. Yeah, that book sold over 2 million copies.
Wow, that is amazing.
And it's still selling. The main thing is that people need to know that if they have coffee and sugar, caffeine and sugar makes the blood sugar go up, but then it gets a drop, and then you think you need another. But the thing is, if you have things that don't have sugar and caffeine, then you have a slowly wave of your...
the blood sugar roller coaster. You get off that roller coaster effect, yeah. No, that's for sure.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, getting back to movies, you said you watch the Turner movies. Do you watch reruns of The Love Boat, the show that you created?
Oh, yes. It's on Sundays on the Me Channel, reruns.
Okay.
Whenever you play the Love Boat theme, I just can't help but smile.
Uh-huh. It is a cheery theme. I mean, even if you've never seen the Love Boat, it's a nice upbeat kind of music or theme.
Yeah, if I could jump in real quick there, I have to tell you, that show and then the Turner Classics and staying positive.
Yeah, well,
difficult time.
Julie McCoy on the Love Boat was a cruise director.
Yes.
And I'm the real McCoy because that was my real job, and that's how I got the idea to create the TV series.
Aha, uh-huh, that's right.
Living on a ship for 10 years as the only female cruise director in the world.
That's right. You were the first and only, and you held that title for many years, so that's quite amazing. Now, what are you going to do for your birthday? I understand you're heading up to Hearst Castle.
Yeah, we've been up here in Monterey and had a wonderful birthday party last night. And now I'm in the car driving to the Hearst Castle. And I think everybody in the world's seen it but me, so I'm eager to see it.
Well, that's good. That's one of the things on your bucket list, huh? Anything else on your bucket list?
Yes.
What else are you going to be doing?
Well, I'm going to Europe this fall.
Okay.
And I'm going to go back. I've only spent one day in Ireland, and I'm Irish, and I want to go back and see a little more of Ireland.
That's great.
And then I'm going to go to England, going down to Rome.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds like a plan. That sounds like a definite adventure. Well, Geraldine, it's always nice to have you. You know, we have you on for every anniversary, and then, of course, we have you on for Valentine's Day. That's the next time you'll be on for, since you're the Love Boat Lady. What better? Who better to be on as a guest on our annual Valentine's Day edition of the program than you? And I know that you give us a lot of health tips as well. So
I appreciate it, and I thank you very much for having me. I like to say hello to my friends over there in Hawaii.
Yes, yes, and you have some relatives here, too. Your nephew lives on Maui, and I know you have many friends, and, of course, you have thousands of fans here, that's for sure, no doubt about that. So thank you so much, Geraldine, for being with us, and enjoy the Hearst Castle. You'll just love that over in San Simeon.
The pool tour. Do the pool tour. Be sure to.
Now, Geraldine, Scott told me, I was doing a pre-interview with Scott a couple days ago, and he said that he actually has, he's connected to the Hearst Castle because he used to live in the Los Altos Hotel in Hollywood, where William Randolph Hearst had a suite above where you live. Was it where you live, Scott?
Yes, and David, you've mentioned that you've visited multiple times. It was there for over 16 years, all poured concrete, 1926 Spanish, designed by Julia Morgan, the Hearst suite right above. And my art studio, I'm an abstract expressionist artist, was up in her bedroom.
Oh, wow.
It had all the little rosebuds all around the ceiling. It's quite extraordinary.
Interesting.
But the doors would always lock at 10 p.m. or unlock, actually. I would always block the doors to the studio. But when it came to 10 p.m., they would unlock.
Really?
And I'd get big chills, and I'd check, how are these doors unlocking? I'm the only one in this big five.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Fabulous place. And I'd have to scurry out every time.
It so it was
okay,
haunted.
Thank you. You guys got it. You
That's
guys
great.
Got it back.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
It's wonderful.
All right. Geraldine, we'll let you go because I know you're on the road there. But thank you so much, and we look forward to having you back on in February.
Well, thank you so much. I look forward to it, and God bless all of you.
Okay, and you have some macadamia all nuts right. waiting for you, Geraldine, when you get back home. I sent some for
oh,
your birthday.
How sweet. I appreciate that so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I remember the first time I visited you there in Glendale where you live, and you had that. I mean, you've always been a macadamia nut aficionado. You had on your coffee table, you had the open a bowl of macadamia nuts for everybody to munch on. So that was
What could be more nutritious than macadamia nuts?
Yes,
thank
yes.
you so much.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome. All right. Thanks for being on. Appreciate it, Geraldine. All right, there goes Geraldine Saunders, the creator of TV's Love Boat.
Aloha.
And Scott, we have Dr. Gibson waiting. We weren't able to get in touch with him a little earlier when he was scheduled, so we're going to go to him now.
Great.
But just with a minute or so left in our segment, I know that, you know, since we're actually talking about aging in good health, because September is Healthy Aging Month, you mentioned that there are some actors or actresses and singers that are up in years besides Geraldine, and they're like Doris Day. You mentioned the other day is almost 100, and I think Olivia de Havilland, who is from the golden age of Hollywood, the original superstar, she's 102. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. My gosh, they're still with us. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Such beautiful, beautiful people.
And then a lot of people listening.
All the great work she does.
Right. And a lot of people listening remember the show I Dream of Jeannie. And Barbara Eden apparently is almost 90 years old. So, you know, you're never too old to party, right? In Hollywood.
No, you're never, never, never too old. Right. Top fabulous foods you could be eating today. I've got a good list of those if you'd like that for the Labor Day good.
Yeah, yeah. Give us at least four or five. Give us some suggestions. Go ahead.
Yeah, they're certainly healthy. The top of the list, of course, is watermelon, which you don't have to walk in with your own watermelon.
Right.
The only way to control your diet, of course, these things is to bring your own. But you'll see the watermelon there. It's just a very, very high in antioxidants and are just a tremendous food. That's one of my great favorites. Of course, salmon. Don't miss out on the salmon. And grilled peaches and pineapple is another great thing you could be doing. Grilled turkey breast, only 114 calories. And you know, forget the burgers and the hot dogs and so forth. And they love seeing me eat the salmon. Benefits of cabbage, of course, is that you don't use the mayonnaise. Just go right for
the
coleslaw with. You know, and hopefully that helps you guys.
Today. Well, the crudité, the finger foods, you know, the carrot, the baby carrots, and the celery sticks, and things like that. They give you the crunch and the satisfaction without the, you know, just don't use too many high fat dips for your parties this party weekend. So, thanks for all the tips,
that's
Scott.
Right.
And
we'll
hear from you hopefully more often than we have in the past because this is the first time you've been on. You used to be on every couple months, and so
really busy with opening the new gallery and studio here in Lake Tahoe, and you can learn more about that at scottforestart.com or hashtag it for Instagram at scottforestart. I look forward to seeing and friending you and meeting many more guests.
All right. Well, good luck on your new art gallery out there in Lake Tahoe, California. Thanks so much for being with us, Scott. All right, there goes Scott Forrest, our new partyologist. Not to be confused with a cardiologist. We had a cardiologist on last month. All right, we have Dr. Kevin Gibson on the program. And upcoming, we have Dr. Bradley Wilcox. I think he's downstairs. Kevin, are you there?
Hello, David.
I think we're going to have to drop the call because we're having so much interference. It sounds like you're in a snowstorm. No pun intended.
Well, you know, it's funny because I couldn't hear the radio program well either. So go ahead and have Chess. I'll be back.
Okay. Okay, we'll do. Bye. Okay. All right. So maybe we'll have Kevin on next hour, but we'll take a break for the bottom of the hour station ID, and we'll be back with more information on aging and good health with Dr. Bradley Wilcox, professor of the Department of Geriatric Medicine at the John A. Burns School of Medicine at the University of Hawaii. Much more information to come here on the 28th anniversary show of Dr. Health Radio.
Hi there, health fans. Dick Allgaier here. Life expectancy is going down in the high-income countries. What's up with that? A new study warns about the hidden dangers in giving prescription drugs to kids. And new research says even a glass of wine, even one beer, is bad for you. Aw, come on. Okay, I'll have details coming up.
By now, you've heard about the popularity of products containing cannabis-based CBD because of the many benefits people are experiencing by taking them. What you may not know, though, is that there are other plants besides cannabis that contain these same cannabinoids. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the global leader in the research and development of plant-based phytocannabinoids, offers you five dual-acting formulas for the results you expect. Choose from Bliss, Brain, Calm, Inflame, and Sleep. And no matter which doctor-formulated product you choose, you can feel confident that every one of Emerald's safe and effective science-based nutritional supplements are the best value for the price. So if you're someone who's looking for more vibrant health and energy, stop by your favorite health store today to check out the next big thing, the hot products from Emerald Health Bioceuticals, or check them out at emeraldhealthbio.com. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the endocannabinoid company.
AM 690, The Answer, KHNR, Honolulu, a service of Salem Communications, on the NASDAQ at SALM, AM 690, The Answer.
Welcome back to the program. It's your weekly dose of verbal vitamins. David Snow on your radio, 34 minutes after the hour. Thanks for staying with us here on the healthiest 2 hours on radio and making us a part of your holiday weekend. And Highway Health Patrol reminds you on this holiday weekend to always drive with Aloha, of course, and don't be a 3D driver that is distracted, drowsy, or drunk. And always carry the five Fs in your vehicle at all times. They are flares, fire extinguisher, fix a flat, first aid kit, and a flashlight. Never know when you'll need it or where you'll need it. All right, in this segment of the program, my guest in studio is Dr. Bradley Wilcox. He's professor of the Department of Geriatric Medicine at the John A. Burns School of Medicine at the University of Hawaii. He was with us. I can't believe it's been a year since we've had him on. I thought it was a few months ago. I thought, what, it was last September? Can't believe that. And we welcome back him back to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Dr. Wilcox. How the health are you?
I'm great, David. It's great to be back.
You know, I was talking to you during the break, and I thought, what's your secret? I mean, you look younger this time than you did last. That's amazing. I'll have what he's having. But anyway, we'll talk about aging, and September is, of course, Healthy Aging Month. Now, what is the latest research come out with? Or what, I know that you are active in researching aging around the world. I mean, you're world-renowned in that particular field of medicine. Give us some of the latest kernels of wisdom for the layman without getting too technical, of course, because I can cut you off like that.
No, just kidding. Yeah, so I would say that one of the biggest things in aging research right now is the topic of inflammation. Mm. And inflammation is so important to the aging process that there's actually a new term that's been coined. It's called inflam aging.
Oh, I like that. Inflam aging.
Yeah. Okay. So we're looking at the particular compounds in the body that might drive inflammation and how to mitigate those, either mm-hmm. with healthier diets or dietary compounds or any kind of therapy that can help slow this process down and make us live healthier And longer lives.
And so the key, some of the keys to reducing inflammation, I mean, inflammation serves a purpose in the body, obviously. Yes. Tell us the positive effects of inflammation first, so people don't think that they need to, you know, avoid it or get rid of all inflammation, period.
Well, inflammation, that's a very good point, David. Inflammation is a natural process.
Right.
We have white blood cells in our body, all kinds of different types of white blood cells, and they're mainly to fight against infection. So when you get an acute infection, such as the flu or something like that, or you cut yourself, the inflammatory process is essential to healing. So you have to have inflammation. Mm-hmm. So you can't turn it all off or you'll die of an autoimmune disease.
Right, exactly.
But
right.
What I'm talking about is chronic, low-level, kind of smoldering inflammation when you're not sick.
And that can go undetected or unnoticed, right?
Yes.
I mean, people don't realize that what's going on, and they don't feel the effects of it, but it's still having a deleterious effect on their body.
Absolutely. And we know from, I mean, there is a common test called C-reactive protein.
Yes, right.
That you can get tested for at your doctor's office, and it's pretty common, easy to order.
Do you recommend that everybody have a CRP test?
I do. I think that if you know your levels, mm-hmm. and you track them, then you can try to find out what works for you in terms of keeping your inflammation down in the body. So the average level or a healthy level is supposed to be less than 10.
Less than 10, okay.
But you don't want to be at the sort of the
high end
the
of
high
the
end.
Normal.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
So you want to be less than 3.
Oh, wow. And that's quite a reference range.
Yes, and preferably less than 1.
Is that right?
Right.
Okay.
So the regular assay goes to, I think, something like 0.6. So if you're below that, you're undetectable. That's my level, and I try to maintain
that
through a healthy diet, regular physical activity.
And what is the average out there, Dr. Wilcox, of the average person that has a CRP test? What's the average number?
Probably between, I would say most people are somewhere between around 2.5, 3.5.
Oh, is that all? Okay.
Yeah.
So if, as a disease condition, what number would it denote that you probably have something really serious going on, like at 5 or 6? Or?
Well, an acute infection, you could be driving it, you know, say you broke your leg or something, your CRP is going to go up into the, you know, 20s, 30s, 40s maybe.
Okay.
But that'll be just temporary.
Yeah, right.
And it may do that also if you have influenza or another kind of infectious disease acutely. But normally, you want to keep it below 3.
And, below 3,
right.
Okay.
In fact, there was a big study recently, the CANTHOS trial, published in the New England Journal of Medicine, and they used basically an injectable therapy to suppress the immune system and specifically drive down their CRP as a marker, C-reactive protein. So they took people that had the same cholesterol levels, and then they drove down with, I think it was a tumor necrosis factor inhibitor, some kind of autoimmune therapy, and they were able to markedly reduce the subsequent risk for coronary heart disease, having a heart attack.
Wow.
Simply by lowering the inflammation, and that was with stable, already treated, someone already on a full dose statin and all having so treating their cholesterol. So the only thing they were changing in the body was the level of inflammation.
So CRP may in fact be a better or a more indicative biomarker or more important biomarker than cholesterol.
It may well be because it, you know, cholesterol certainly also impacts the aging process and multiple diseases, cardiovascular diseases mainly. But CRP, or not CRP itself, but inflammation,
right,
is involved with, you know, coronary heart disease, cancer, stroke, and so chronic lung disease, so all the major diseases, dementia, you know, all the major diseases that one might face risk for as you get older.
Okay, now there are compounds, no doubt that bring the CRP levels down. Are there drugs also that bring the CRP levels down, or is it mostly nutrients and foods?
Well, your baseline level, you know, I think is based largely on what you eat, whether you're physically active, whether you're obese or not, because body fat also drives this
inflammation
process.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So too much body fat, too much inflammation. But certainly aspirin and, you know, other anti-inflammatory drugs will also drive your inflammation down. But the problem with that approach, for example, men over 45 are recommended often to take a baby aspirin a day for cardiovascular disease prevention.
Mm-hmm.
And if I did that, it would I can't tolerate it. It would burn a hole in my stomach.
Right. A lot of people are sensitive gastrointestinally. Yeah. And I've heard that every aspirin you take, whether or not you react to it or you're sensitive to it, you bleed about, what, a teaspoon of blood, something like that, in the digestive tract.
That's commonly said. I don't know the exact amount, mm-hmm. but it is an impact. And for example, my father, he's 85, almost 85, and he's mm-hmm. Overall, he's pretty healthy, swimming every day. And,
wow.
And he's never had cardiovascular disease.
Mm-hmm.
I have permission to talk about his medical conditions here.
You're a doctor, after all.
If you're listening, Dad, it's okay. You told me. And so he would get put on aspirin, a baby aspirin, every time he went to the doctor. Oh, you're not on an aspirin. You're over 45. And he would have a GI bleed.
Wow. Huh.
You know, and some of them were pretty serious.
Interesting.
So I said, you know, he's healthy. He doesn't need the aspirin. Just, you know, he eats well. He's mm-hmm. physically active. Just, you know, let him keep doing what he's doing.
Now, what can we take as an aspirin alternative? There's another A, I know you've researched, astaxanthin. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that and what side effects, if any, there are, and what advantages over aspirin or other anti-inflammatories there are.
Well, that's a very big area of research right now, hot area. You've got lots of compounds that are being tested by the Interventions Testing Program at the National Institutes of Health, specifically the National Institute on Aging.
Mm-hmm.
And these are studies that go on for 2 or 3 years in rodent models and basically looking for what you might call geroprotectors, you know, molecular protectors against aging, and or at least aging too quickly.
Right.
You want it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So one of these compounds is astaxanthin. Another is a form of resveratrol. And there's various other compounds that are being tested that look promising. And I like it. You know, I'm very excited about astaxanthin as a geroprotector because it actually activates our most important and only proven, I'll call it an anti-aging or longevity gene. That's the FOXO3 gene.
Mm, okay. So even if people don't have long-lived parents like yourself or maybe their parents died prematurely, they can give themselves kind of a added bonus or it gooses their genes, so to speak, to take astaxanthin?
Yes. So everybody's got the FOXO3 gene, but only about a third of us have the what we call the longevity version, which is always sort of, how shall I say, a little bit primed and ready to go and overdrive, you might say, mm-hmm. for producing work, basically for producing anti-inflammatory molecules, as well as affecting other processes, including how quickly your telomeres...
ends of your chromosomes.
The little shoelace at the end of the tip on the end of the shoelace. Mm-hmm. And every time your cells divide, a little bit of DNA in these telomeres is lost.
Die
and once
mm-hmm.
they're gone, the cell becomes either senescent or dies.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have this gene? Can I ask you a personal question?
I do, yes.
Oh, excellent. Well, then you're in the right field. And you can't die. We just have to interview you year after year after year. You know, that's what I told people. I was on another show yesterday. I said, the good thing about longevity researchers is you just interview them year after year after year. It's like the Energizer Bunny. They just keep going and going and going. You know, Jack LaLanne we interviewed until he was 96.
He was great.
You know, I knew him for 30 years. And
wow.
So, you know, I don't know if he ever had his genes analyzed to where he had it, but of course he was the godfather of fitness. And tell us about how fitness, comes into this equation. I mean, even if you don't have the FOXO3 gene, you can also enhance your longevity by doing or participating in a fitness program, right?
Absolutely.
Because isn't that the fountain of youth when it comes right down to it, as far as things that you can modify?
Fitness is really, really big. A few years ago, we published a study out of the Honolulu Heart Program at Kuakini Medical Center.
Mm-hmm.
Our group looked at walking and dementia.
Oh, yeah, right.
And the people that walked the most, mm-hmm. and this is before they got dementia, so the people that walked the most were the least likely to develop dementia.
You know, as a matter of fact, in just this morning's paper, good cardiovascular health aids brain. Well, you know, that's a no-brainer, so to speak. but it says here, cardiovascular health in older people is associated with a lower risk of dementia and lower rates of cognitive decline. This was from the Journal of American Medical Association, and they did several seven metrics, you know, like not smoking and levels of physical activity, which you mentioned, body mass index, diet, blood pressure, et cetera. And, for people that did not have desirable markers, the biomarkers, they went down or they got they declined twice as fast as someone with all seven of the markers. So,
wow.
You know, people want the easy way out. But, I mean, can a pill really help even if somebody's not physically active, like astaxanthin?
Oh, I believe so. Yeah. I mean, there's been dozens of studies done on astaxanthin in both animal models as well as human studies for indications such as osteoarthritis, which is a pretty common age-associated disease and causes mm-hmm. people a lot of pain.
Right.
And so astaxanthin's been shown to drive down inflammation and to protect against osteoarthritis.
Now, I know that the one that was done in a lot of research was the xanthosin, or the same
yes.
type of molecule. What dose would people take? And that's, by the way, over-the-counter. It's not prescription, so
right.
GNCs.
Yeah.
It's commonly available over-the-counter. But if somebody had arthritis, I know, well, you are a doctor, so you can prescribe. Sometimes they have a non-doctor medical or health experts, and they say, well, we can't prescribe, but here's what I would do. But actually, you're a doctor, you're a geriatrician. So tell people out there, you know, because majority of the population, if you get old enough, will suffer from arthritis. And so what would the dose be for somebody that is suffering from that malady?
Well, the typical capsule is a 12 milligram dose.
Okay.
And but people, depending on their unique needs, they may benefit from 12 or 24 or 48.
So
some people take up to six of those tablets or more a day.
Okay.
But you have to find what's right for you. If you're already healthy and
don't have any pain or inflammation.
Right, and your CRP is undetectable.
Okay. One a day.
Yeah, you know, it's more. That's what I do.
Okay.
And 112 milligrams xanthosin a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I track my markers. I try to, you know, every year get an annual check and make sure that I'm keeping fit. And,
right, right. So if somebody wanted to have fun and kind of test the efficacy of xanthosin, that's, by the way, it's Z-A-N-T-H-O-S-Y-N, xanthosin. But if they took their CRP level before they started xanthosin, and then how many weeks or months would they do a second test to see if they're, you know, get a reference marker for the difference in the reduction in CRP?
I think you could do a test within a few weeks.
Oh, is that yeah. quickly?
Yeah,
okay.
And I've in the medical center with my patients who often came in with various chronic diseases, I would track their C-reactive protein, and I would see people come in with C-reactive protein in the 30s.
Wow.
And by the time they left the hospital, their CRP was like 3 or 4.
Is that right? So would that also be indicative to the pain reduction as well? So within a couple of weeks, they would start noticing a reduction in pain and inflammation?
Yes, there's a big correlation.
Okay.
Between inflammation and pain.
And then what is the washout period if somebody stopped taking it? Say if they just took one bottle of xanthosin, two or three a day, whatever, and then they stopped, and would it immediately come back, or would it take a few weeks to kind of...
It would slowly come back over a few weeks.
Okay.
But it all depends on what else you're doing.
Right,
if you've improved your diet.
Anti-inflammatory diet,
yeah.
Exactly, and fitness program like you mentioned. Dr. Bradley Wilcox, we need to take a break, keep the lights on here, and so we can interview you even longer with more information for good people's good health and longevity. And we are talking today, if you're just tuning us in, with Dr. Bradley Wilcox, professor of geriatric medicine at the University of Hawaii's John A. Burns School of Medicine. So we'll be back with more information right after this. So don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
Did you know that you have three brains? Yes, you heard right. Exciting new research reveals you have three brains: your head brain, your heart brain, and your gut brain. These three brains are like an orchestra with billions of neurons working together to create a harmonic symphony. This intricate relationship between these three brains impacts your mental, emotional, and physical health. The Three Brain Supplements from Natural Factors is a bold new innovation in mental health. It provides a whole body approach to balance brain health and well-being. Start with the Three Brains Total Kit, which includes five supplements that are essential for three brain health. The kit provides foundational support for all three of your brains. Then, depending on your unique needs, choose from Higher Thoughts to enhance brain performance, Mental Sunshine for healthy mood balance, Serene Mind to relieve stress-related fatigue, or The Best Sleep for restful sleep. Learn more at ThreeBrainsHealth.com.
Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nakata. Where did you get that smile that makes you you? Where did you get that confidence that lets you look like you do? Oh, what a look. Yes, you're looking good. You take care of your teeth just like you should. Where did you get that smile, the one that belongs to you? Nothing looks so right than a smile that's so bright. Tell me, where did you get that smile? You can smile so beautifully. Beautiful smiles are a specialty. Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nakata.
You make me feel so young.
Hey, we hope you're feeling young. We have information on feeling young. Dr. Bradley Wilcox in the studio with us. He is the at the Department of Geriatric Medicine at the John A. Burns School of Medicine here at the University of Hawaii. And he is with us talking about the latest information on aging and inflammation. And as we learned a new word today, inflammaging. And when do you think the conventional medical establishment, Dr. Wilcox, is going to come around and really look at the research that you're sharing with us and start recommending it to their patients? Is it coming to pass?
I think medicine is definitely moving in that direction. There's been a lot of really good nutrition research, lifestyle medicine, good discoveries in geriatric medicine. So there's a push at the National Institutes of Health, where our funding, the Kuakini Honolulu Heart Program, comes from mainly.
Oh, okay.
To try to understand mechanisms and not just sort of understand the biology of it, but try to find things that will actually help people. So sort of more, how shall I say, a clinical orientation on translating bench science to actual therapies that help people age more healthfully.
Now, since this xanthosin, the astaxanthin you talked about earlier, anti-inflammatory for general health and anti-inflammatory health, since that's not a pharmaceutical or prescription item or even an OTC in pharmacies, what's the reaction to doctors with a product like this that has obviously had the research done and is effective for things having to do with pain and inflammation?
There's been an exceptional reaction.
Acceptance?
Yes. Okay. Because we show the data, and we actually call it the first physician-friendly astaxanthin because it's a nature-identical formula that's made with a couple extra amino acids to make it absorb better. It's absorbed three times as better as the typical astaxanthin product. So the xanthosin really is... it's the next generation. It's like astaxanthin 2.0.
Ah, okay.
So doctors love it because it's dose specific. Normally astaxanthin is harvested from the algae and the seaweed,
and you never
know quite what's in it. Mm-hmm. You can't get it everything the same.
Completely standardized.
Right.
Yeah.
Every batch is going to be a little bit different.
And I did hear recently, not to disparage any companies, but you know, there's a local company that produces it, and nothing happened with them. It's just the nature. I mean, I guess the rains of the spring season, and you know, things were affecting the harvesting and production of it.
Yes, it's so, very. You cannot produce by the sort of what we call the labor and intensive process of getting the seaweed that produces the astaxanthin into
the algae. Yeah.
Yeah, the algae. Yeah, and into troughs. You know, and then you stress it. Not by shouting at the seaweed or anything. Come on, make more astaxanthin.
Get that whip out. Yeah, right.
Just more like ultraviolet light, and then it goes in various phases, and it is very difficult because it's the as the demand for astaxanthin from the scientific community goes up,
yeah, they're going to have shortages.
There'll be shortages. Yeah. So you have to have a good way to produce something that's more like it's a natural pharmaceutical, if you will.
And I see that we just have a few minutes left. And by the way, do you know what dog keeps the best time? A watchdog. And I'm watching the clock. And
I think my kids would like that joke.
And I'm going to be in the doghouse if I don't give the information out that people can access for more information, since we could talk another hour about the astaxanthin, specifically the xanthocin. Is there a website people can go to?
I believe so. I think you can just Google xanthocin.
Xanthocin.com. Okay.
Yeah, it'll come up.
Z-A-N. THOSYN. Okay, great. Oh, and since you mentioned ultraviolet, it's a good sunscreen, internal sunscreen too, right?
It
has that effect.
Yeah, it has been shown in clinical trials to help protect against sun damage.
Right. Well, I'll have what you're having because your skin looks better than I remember it than it did last year. And
I've been putting it on topically too, adding the.
You can actually do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Just add it to your cream.
Yes.
Okay. I'll try that. What one capsule per dollop or something, or
yeah. Well, I think like one of the 12 milligram xanthocins, it turns into a powder, but it quickly gets absorbed into whatever.
And it turns reddish orange.
Yeah, yeah, it turns reddish orange, and then it's probably, if you get whatever you're using for your face cream, it's pretty much one capsule in there.
Okay.
Otherwise, you'll look like a lobster.
You won't have to go in the sun. You'll already look like your son. Dr. Wilcox, I can't thank you enough. Thanks so much for being here. And why don't we make it an annual event? Every September, it's Healthy Aging Month. It has been for decades that I've been doing this show. So we'll just have you back as a recurring guest.
That's perfect. Just this time of year, and you can go to the Okinawan Festival and get
lots
of
right.
healthy
yes.
foods.
Oh, that's right. Yes, that's right.
The convention center. I mean, it's perfect.
All right. Yeah. Okinawan, one of the
longevity
top
foods. Yeah.
Blue Zones, yes.
That's right.
All right. Okay, next hour, Elaine Lalane, the America's Fitness Queen, she joins us along with Gilad from Fit TV's Bodies in Motion and a hormone expert, Hugh Woodward, talking about how hormones can keep you young as well. So stay tuned for the top of the hour of Fox News. And hour number two coming right up of Dr. Health Radio. And a reminder, our show does rebroadcast tonight from 9 to 11 p.m. for Saturday Night Healthy.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.